Hi, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on November 6th, 2024. I'll start off with the mayor's report, although we can hardly call it that. In between other agenda sections, Mayor Whitmire squeezed in a mention for the city's upcoming Veterans Day ceremony and parade on Monday, November 11th. Normally, the public comment portion of the meeting is on Tuesday, but since Tuesday was Election Day, it was combined with the Wednesday session. There were 12 public speakers. Four people spoke in support of today's Item 44, which adjusted the Code of Ordinances to protect public speakers' private information. One person complained about ongoing problems with Airbnbs in her neighborhood and about slow HPD response time when she called recently about gunfire coming from one of the units. Councilmembers Ramirez, Carter, and Pollard empathized with her and pledged support. A solar tech developer presented his company, but without saying their name somehow. He outlined innovations and their success so far, and he asked for the council's help rolling out on a local level. Councilmembers Alcorn and Davis engaged with him and offered some resources. One speaker complained that health risks at his apartment complex have made his family sick. He has been in a battle with several different agencies for years going through the courts. Councilmember Jackson pushed back, saying she has engaged with him. The health department has inspected the complex with no results, and she has provided further resources for him. Councilmember Castix Tatum encouraged him to just keep pursuing further action in the courts. That's the best place for him right now. One person presented some innovative ideas for historic preservation and reuse, but she went really fast and I had trouble keeping up. One person supported an upcoming civility ordinance vote, complaining that her neighborhood is unsafe because of homeless people doing drugs in public and more. One representative from the language justice organization Worry Juntos remarked on today's item 12, which did approve $157,000 to a consultant that provides emergency preparedness education and outreach. She advocated for more funding for interpretation services and the diversification of this funding beyond grants. Councilmember Ramirez said, quote, "I will remind you that this council passed my budget amendment earlier this year to add a language access coordinator position to city government," end quote. And he invited the speaker to stay after the meeting so he could catch her up. It was a very mansplaining. The speaker responded that small win with the small amount of language access is a great first step. Next, there was a public hearing which covered a tax abatement, aka a tax break, for a developer planning an office and retail center in District G. The city offers these tax abatements to companies that plan to incorporate environment-friendly green stormwater infrastructure, or GSI, design. This developer's plan includes bioswales, permeable pavement, and urban forestry. A city representative made a presentation. Councilmember Alcorn praised the GSI tax abatement plan in general, and there were no public speakers, so we moved on pretty quickly. Now I'm going to go over some of the agenda items. These are items that were discussed by council or that caught my eye when I was just scanning through the agenda. Item 2, approved the appointment of Angel Ponce Treviso to the Metro Board. Ponce Treviso is the current director for the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities. Ponce Treviso gave a brief overview of his life, including from when he became disabled in 2004. Mayor Whitmire and many council members praised Ponce Treviso for his character, years of service, and look forward to his role on the board. Item 3, approved $1.9 million in fees to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or the TCEQ. The support doc tells us that these annual fees are based on the wastewater discharge, air emissions, and stormwater management fees. Item 4, extended the injury on duty leave for a police sergeant who was exposed to toxic substances in HPD's narcotics evidence room in 2023. Councilmember Alcorn advocated for the removal of drugs to the Houston Forensic Science Center to prevent future accidents. Item 8, approved $75,000 for 5 remote methane leak detectors for the fire department. Item 11, approved $347,000 for a rescue tower training structure, also for the fire department. The structure will simulate confined space and high-angle rescues. Item 13, approved $400,000 for language services for the municipal courts department. Item 14, confirmed the city's appointment of Melissa Noriega to the Harris County Appraisal District Board, with Councilmember Huffman voting no. Could there be some beef between Huffman and Noriega? I don't know, but I also don't know why she voted no. Item 18, approved $4.5 million for restroom renovation at multiple gates in IAH's Terminal D. Item 22 extended the contract with the Houston Area Women's Center to December 31st, 2029 for continued shelter and support services to survivors of domestic and sexual violence. Item 30 approved $275,000 for a company to evaluate and optimize the city's traffic signals. And item 43 changed the city's code to protect public speakers' private information, like phone numbers and addresses, which were previously posted publicly whenever people signed up to speak. Finally, I'll go over Councilmember Popoff, which is when councilmembers get to talk about whatever they want. Councilmember Carter looks forward to Veterans Day celebrations. She expressed condolences on the passing of Chauncey Glover, a former anchor with Houston's KTRK. Councilmember Evan Shabazz shared similar condolences for Chauncey Glover. She congratulated recipients of a Houston Ballet Scholarship at Turner Elementary School. She congratulated Worthing High School for becoming district football champions. And the next Arts and Culture Committee meeting is on Wednesday, November 13th at 2 p.m. Councilmember Castillo lauded election workers and told the LGBTQ community that his office will remain, quote, a safe space and a place of support and respect, end quote. Councilmember Kamen wished her chief of staff a happy birthday. She plugged a book link event at the Gregory Lincoln Library on Saturday, November 23rd. She also thanked election workers and encouraged people to keep their heads up, saying the work continues. Councilmember Ramirez said, quote, what a remarkable thing it is that we get to choose our leaders and cast votes. He pointed to judicial elections, especially in Harris County, and said he hopes for change in bail and punishment practices. Councilmember Peck plugged the next Public Safety Committee meeting, which is on Tuesday, November 12th at 10 a.m. And that concludes my notes for this week's meeting on November 6th, 2024. You can find the resources I use to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com. And that's also where the notes themselves live if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We have two new ones to thank, which is always very exciting. So thank you, Arden and Brandon. Y'all's support means the world to me. That link is patreon.com/emilytakesnotes if anyone listening would like to also donate money via the Patreon. This podcast was recorded by and has music by Joe Wasney, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.